One in five American adults face mental health issues, this according to the National Institute of Mental Health. However, the conversation around mental illness continues to carry shame, and so many people who deal with mental health challenges stay silent. This is My Brave. It's a national nonprofit organization dedicated to ending the stigma surrounding mental illness through storytelling. Aims to break that silence by celebrating and honoring the stories of people who are dealing with mental illness. Next week, This Is My Brave is returning to Boise with true life stories from people who live right here in Idaho who live with mental illness. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this is Erin Lorenson. She is the producer of next week's program, and she's also a nurse case manager, as well as Siva Laughlin, a Boise writer and blogger who lives with mental illness. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Erin, first, just explain what This Is My Brave is.
It's actually just storytelling through personal essays, poetry, personal songs, music, comedy. I haven't quite had a comedian yet. I'm working on it, but we do, throw a few things in our essays. But it's just a really unique way to share our stories, and people connect to it.
And this happens across the country, correct?
This
is My Brave goes across the country.
Yep, and they've gone to Australia twice.
And when it comes to an area, so it's coming to Boise on October 8th, does it focus specifically on people who are living in that area dealing with mental illness issues?
Yeah, we since it's called a show, they're called cast members, and we hold auditions, but really it's just you come and tell us your story or your poetry, whatever piece that you're going to share, and we just kind of look and make sure that you understand what we're looking for. And so we throw it out here in the Treasure Valley. Last year, we did have a guy come up from Park City, Utah. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, everybody's here in the Treasure Valley and participates.
And Siva, you are a blogger and a writer, but you also deal with mental illness. Tell me your story.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed 6 years ago. I had lived a life of a lot of chaos and didn't quite know what I was dealing with. My family struggled with it for many, many years, and things finally came to a head, and I was diagnosed with bipolar 2 disorder, clinical depression, PTSD, and borderline personality disorder. So once I received my diagnosis, the beauty of what happened is I recognized that I could live with it and it was manageable. So I had the right doctors. My situation is I did go on medication, and being a writer and having kind of written all of these stories about my life and my history, it suddenly then became, obvious for me that, okay, I think I need to talk about this. And so, I did, and I started a blog, www.behindhersmile.com, where I just started sharing stories from my past, stories from my present, and discovered that what I was saying resonated with a lot of people.
Was it empowering to finally get a diagnosis?
Absolutely, because when you're not diagnosed and this chemical imbalances are going on in your brain, you don't know what's wrong, and you think there's something wrong with you. And you're being told that by other people too. Get over it. Stop this. Why are you acting like this? You've done this so many times. How many times do you have to mess up before you learn how to do it right? And so, yes, as soon as I did have the diagnosis, it was like, okay, there's a reason. But then at the same time, too, I then learned I didn't have to be defined by it. Mm. It wasn't like, okay, so now I'm just this depressed person. No, I could say, okay, I have depression, but I can manage it and I can live a healthy, normal life.
And Erin, you're a nurse case manager, but you were diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2013.
Yes.
So here you work in the health profession.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about that and getting that diagnosis.
Actually, I was in nursing school, and in our psych nursing class, and we were going over bipolar type 2 disorder and going over all the signs and symptoms. And I just blurted out, because I'm not quiet, but I blurted out, I'm like, oh my gosh, you just described me to a T. I mean, like, that is me, every single thing we just read. And my teacher, who actually is a psych nurse, a psych nurse practitioner, and she has bipolar herself, she had me stay after class. And so we talked about it, and she was like, you know, I'm not going to officially diagnose you, but I'm going to say you need to call your provider and, you know, you need to go talk to him about this. And honestly, I didn't want to. I was like, you know, I kind of have this answer. And I'd already been diagnosed with depression a number of years earlier, because you only go to the doctor when you feel like something's wrong. When you're in a hypomanic state and you're happy and everything's perfect, you're not going to go to the doctor and say, oh, something's wrong. So really, I went for 2 years without officially getting my diagnosis. And it was after I had a 6-week hypomanic state, and then I came down, huge, huge crash. And it was time. It was time to go talk to my doctor. And, you know, we went over everything, and he's like, yeah, I think that's definitely your diagnosis. And I got started on medications. And I mean, it takes some time. But yeah, I mean, even as a nurse, I didn't want the diagnosis, because the stigma attached to bipolar is so much different than depression. Depression's a lot more accepted.
I am speaking with Erin Lawrence, and the producer of next week's program called This Is My Brave, and Siva Laughlin, a Boise writer and blogger who also lives with mental illness. And let's talk about that, though, the stigma, because one of the reasons why we're talking about this today is that if we don't talk about it, the stigma continues. And as I mean, it's radio land, so people can't physically see you like I can. There is no way that I would be out in downtown and I would pass the two of you ever thinking that either of you suffered from any type of mental illness.
Well, that's really where Behind Her Smile came from, is and part of my essay, if you come to the show, is what it's about, is that you don't know what's going on behind a person's persona. And my life and the life I've led, how I look, you know, from the outside, it looks like everything should be great. You know, my job or my house or my clothes, whatever it is, you know, what does she have to be upset about, or why is she acting this way? You know, and that was the whole point of why I started to talk about it, was you don't know what's going on behind someone's smile.
And I think you make a really good point, though, Siva, that so many people go to that place of, well, what do they have to be unhappy about?
Exactly.
But I always say to my kids, I'm like, but if you have all those things and you're still sad, that's when we need to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Erin, is that part of This Is My Brave, is to just open up that conversation, but also put faces to the people that you're surrounded by every day?
Oh, definitely. When I first shared that I have bipolar type 2, I mean, it was amazing. People were like, oh, well, you've never acted like that around me. And it's like, well, that's not how it works. And you have that opportunity to educate that it's not what you see from Hollywood, you know. But they're like, oh, wait, you're married, you've got kids, you have this great life, you're also a nurse, so... You know, okay, it is definitely different than what we see and how they perceive it. So putting a face to it definitely makes a big difference. They're like, oh, okay.
And is part of the reason why it took you 2 years to get that official diagnosis, was there shame around that?
There was. I didn't want people to be like, oh, she's got bipolar. Okay, she's crazy. I don't want to deal with that. I already have a hard enough time dealing when she's depressed, because I don't want to be around somebody who's not happy. But, oh, she's going to be crazy too. Because depression is just so much more accepted than bipolar is. So
how do we move forward then? And what I mean by that is, with when people find out that someone like you, who is a functioning, you know, so-called, quote, normal person, because we all have our quirks, how do we let people know that, like, look, there are so many people that suffer from this, but this is manageable? And is it living with it versus being defined by that diagnosis?
I think it starts with being able to talk about it and share the stories, which is the beauty of This Is My Brave. But I think it's also, you know, as humans, just knowing that we are all living with something, and I doubt there is one person who does not know someone who isn't living with some type of mental illness. And that I don't just stop being scared of being who you are, mm-hmm. and knowing that there are so many of us out there that do understand. I think what I found, and with my own experience, is how many people have touched my life with their stories who have contacted me mm-hmm. as well. And I would just want everyone out there just to not be ashamed of talking about it.
And is it one of these things, too, that there is stigma around it? Like, it's a mental illness. And it's like you said, Erin, everybody thinks, well, they're crazy. Or it's something that you can just deal with and get over. However, if you look at other chronic diseases, like let's take high blood pressure, for example, or diabetes, you know, a lot of people, especially like with type 1 diabetes, you're born with that. That's juvenile diabetes. You didn't do anything to get that. And is it putting it in that context of you are not to blame for the illness that you have?
Absolutely. And it's funny that you say that, because I actually am type 1 diabetic, and that's also part of my story. And yeah, and I will say that I have to take insulin. And if I don't,
Bad
things will happen. And it's same with my mental illness. If I don't manage it however I have to manage it, bad things will happen. But it's possible to manage it. And it is an illness. It's just like diabetes or cancer or anything else. It's an illness that needs to be managed, whether it be medically or through behavioral therapy or however, you know, whatever your plan is. Once you've talked to someone professionally who can come up with that with you, you need to know that that's okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're not alone.
And you're not alone. Yeah, absolutely.
So, Erin, tell me very quickly about This Is My Brave, when and where it is next week.
It's October 8th at the BSU Special Events Center. It starts at 6:30. Hopefully over about 8:30. We do realize it's a work and school night, but we would love to have as many people there supporting us as, you know, as we can. And tickets are $20, and you can get them at...
we can put all of that on our website.
Yeah, thisismybrave.org.
Okay. So, I really appreciate the two of you coming in and talking about this today.
Well, thank you.
My guests, Erin Lorenzen and Siva Laughlin. And This Is My Brave, as they said, coming up October 8th at Boise State University. We will put more information on our website. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.